Hello everyone, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Football Betting Podcast with me, Tom Pipkin, and my co-host, Tom Walker. We're back for a very action-packed weekend. It's Easter weekend, so we've got games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. On the podcast this week, we're going to cover Saturday and Sunday's Premier League games. We're going to look through Friday's Championship League One and League Two games, and then we'll leave Monday's EFL games for social media. But plenty to sink our teeth into. We're recording on a Wednesday night. We're good to go. Looking forward to a big weekend of football in action. How are you doing, Tom Walker?
Yeah, doing really well. Thank you, mate. Probably one of the highlights on the calendar, I'd say, right? So yeah. When you think about it, it's like opening day, final day, Boxing Day, Easter weekend. Like, I'd say they're the core times for entertainment, right?
FA Cup third round.
Yes, FA Cup third
round. I love that one.
yeah, that's a good one. But yeah, it's definitely one of the best weekends. And for punting as well, obviously, you know, we don't encourage people to chase their losses uncontrollably, but it's nice to have a second chance if you don't win on the Friday. And it's also nice to have an opportunity to reinvest. If you are successful on the Friday, just a couple of days later. So it's very unique.
Yep. So we are sponsored, as ever, on the podcast by Quiff. You can check them out at quiff.com. Quiff is the only place where your bets can be supercharged. So any market at any odds has the opportunity to be boosted. So if you fancy Barnsley, for example, this weekend, spoiler alert, we do. They're 1.46 at home to Cambridge. If you bet with Quiff on the single on Barnsley at 1.46, any stake, it has the opportunity for a supercharge. So the odds on Barnsley could go to evens. It could go to 1.76. They could go to 7.0 if you're really lucky. Same applies for accumulators. Everything has a chance to be boosted and you can get much, much better odds on your accumulators or your singles. You can check out Quiff with a bet £10, get £30 surprise bet offer. You can find the link to that in the podcast show notes and on social media and help support the podcast. But without any further ado, Tom, let's go straight into the Premier League, shall we? So we're going to do it a little bit backwards, I suppose, in terms of the timeline for Easter weekend. Premier League is played over Saturday and Sunday. We'll go through those first. Then we'll go back to Friday's games for the Championship League One and League Two. So plenty of Premier League action on the Saturday. Kicks off at 12:30 with Newcastle at home to West Ham. Anything that you like here?
Can't trust either team, I don't think, can you?
No, not really, no.
No. I mean, one for the historicals, I suppose. So in the last nine games, we've seen both teams, sorry, the last 10 games, we've seen both teams to score in the last nine. So if you're interested in that, both teams to score is 1.5. It is obviously odds on to happen. But yeah, a little bit of a historical thing there. That's probably as close as I could get for a tip on this one.
I'm going to raise it slightly. Over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. That's 1.65. So not massively boosting the odds there, but Newcastle in the Premier League have had 13 of their last 14 games go over 2.5. So plenty of goals at both ends in their games over the last few months. It's been, you know, they've been an entertaining team to watch. They've often conceded threes and fours, but equally they've been scoring on occasions threes and fours. So yeah, this could be an entertaining one for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way to go. Then we're into a whole bunch of 3 o'clock. So we're not going to go through them all and give a tip out for each one. So I'd say, is there anything from the pick of about six games that are there that you just want to highlight for everybody?
I think Bournemouth for a good price. 2.15. They're playing at home to Everton. Everton at 3.25. We all know Everton's woes when it comes to scoring goals. You know, in the Premier League this season, they have the second worst attack in the Premier League. They've scored just 29. You know, Arsenal atop, they've scored 70. And, you know, even Nottingham Forest have scored 35 and they're kind of fifth bottom. Like, it's a decent gap to Everton. And recently, obviously, 8 games without a victory. They're going against a Bournemouth team who were the darlings, weren't they, for a little bit. They were battering everyone. Then they went through a bit of a lull. But now they're back with 2 wins in their last 3 games, the other game being a draw. So unbeaten in that time. And I just think Bournemouth are capable of scoring more than 2 against Everton, which, you know, 2 or more, I should say, which rules out any kind of Everton result. Because, you know, if you have a look at Everton offensively, so I'm having a look here at their last fixtures. So they scored 2 in a home draw against Tottenham on the 2nd of March. The last time they scored more than 1 in a game was the 16th of December, and that was away at Burnley. They won 2-0. So, you know, that is 1, 2, 3. That's about 15 games where they've failed to score more than 2 in that period. So, yeah, for me, I'm going for Bournemouth at 2.15.
Okay, cool. Can definitely see it. I'm going to repeat the tip that I read out in the last game. So I think Spurs against Luton will be both teams to score and over 2.5. The odds for that are 1.65. Spurs at home in the league have had 10 games in a row with this exact thing coming in. So 10 games in a row, over 2.5, and both teams scoring at home. It's happened in 12 of the last 13 as well. And Luton, on their part, 9 consecutive games, both teams to score. So we've got some very strong both teams to score and goal stats coming from both sides here. So at 1.65, whilst it's not the biggest price, I think that would definitely come in. I'm just flicking through the odds now, and something I've just noticed, both teams to score on its own is priced at 1.57. So actually, I might revise my tip just to both teams to score. Yeah. If we've got both teams to score at 1.57 and over 2.5 and both teams to score at 1.65, for that 0.08 difference in the odds, I'd probably just go on the side of caution there. I don't think 0.08 is value for one extra goal here for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I will move us into the Sheffield United Fulham game. No surprises here. I'm going for Fulham. Their price at 1.72. I do wish they were a little bigger, but they are playing a very poor team in Sheffield United. They haven't won in the last 4. They've played 6 in a row at home without winning, losing their last 4 consecutively. And Fulham, you know, having a look at their kind of, again, same kind of angle here, really. Fulham have scored a goal in their last 7 games. And do you know what, Tom? Only 1 time have they failed to score. Only 1 time have they not scored 2 or more in their last 7.
Wow.
So, yeah, they scored 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3. So they've been really hitting the back of the net recently. And obviously, you know, there is a question of them being in mid-table and, you know, we are kind of getting towards beachy territory. What's the motivation, etc.? But I think they are by far and away more dangerous than Sheffield United. And I don't see any hope for the Blades, who have won 3 of 28.
I was looking at their home form. It's so bad, isn't it? Sheffield United, they've conceded 26 goals in the last 6 games at home.
Yeah, it's horrific. And
Pinnock, that's bad.
Yeah. Just, I know people get excited and like, oh, maybe they could do it because they went 2-0 up away at Bournemouth and drew 2-2. But the game before that, they lost 8-0 to Arsenal. Like, this is not a revival.
Yeah. Okay. Where to look next then for me? I'm going to fast forward a little bit here to the 8 o'clock kickoff. We can always go back if there's other things that you fancy, but for me, the 8 o'clock, we've got Brentford at home to Manchester United. I'm going to go for Man U here, priced at 2.05 above evens. I feel like because of how bad teams like Sheffield United and Burnley have been, points deductions for Everton, for Forest, Brentford are really getting away with it this year. They have been poor for a long time now. Since the back end of January, they've lost seven, won one and drawn one. They're in really poor form. Man U, on the other hand, away from home, they've actually been all right recently. It's gone under the radar, I feel, again, how fairly solid they've been away from home. They've won six of the last seven games across all competitions away. It's seen them go to some tricky places and get results. They've won away at Luton, tough place to go. They've won away at Villa, tough place to go. They've won away at Wolves, tough place to go. So, yeah, they're grinding out some good side away results, been at similar prices to what they are on Saturday. And considering Brentford's poor form, I could see them getting another result here for me.
Yeah, only thing, by the way, sorry, I should say Man United for me, possibly price of the weekend in on the show in the EFL and the Premier League. I 100% agree. I had everything wrote down that I don't know if it's Brentford or the media darlings or what's going on there, but yeah, not much. Sheffield United, and rightfully so, are getting absolutely hammered. Forest are getting hammered at the moment. Luton are getting criticised left, right and centre. Yeah, Brentford just... yeah. Does everyone just think it's going to be okay because they've been good recently? Like in the last couple of years, I mean. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Any more on Saturday for you? Or shall we move to Sunday? Because I'm not overly fussed about the rest.
No, Sunday.
Well, two games then to look at on Sunday. The first one being Liverpool at home to Brighton, and the second one being the biggest game of the weekend, Man City at home to Arsenal. Liverpool-Brighton, Liverpool price at 1.33 for the win. I'd expect them to, but I won't be going for them really on the nose at that price, unless there's anything else you've managed to squeeze a lemon for the profit chasers.
Nah, ready to move on to the big one.
Yeah, so we've got Man City Arsenal here. I'm really, without wanting to get too many splinters in my backside, I feel quite on the fence here. And I could potentially see it going the same way that we saw Liverpool Man City going before the international break, which ended up in a 1-1 draw, and no one really benefited in terms of the title race because it's such a late stage of the season now, so much at stake. I just feel like the teams here won't want to lose rather than going all out to win. I may be completely wrong in that assumption, but I think it's always a good idea if you're never quite sure which team might win and how the game might be played, bring the draw into play at 3.3.
Yeah, I completely agree, mate. I've got everything pointing towards a draw for the same reason. And we did say this when Liverpool played Man City. We tipped a draw. And we also tipped a couple of extra things as well. And I'm going to be doing that again. So, first of all, the prices are pretty tight, I would say, for this game. So typically, 0-0 as a scoreline, as a correct score, you're probably looking around 15, 16, 17. But this is 13.0. And 1-1, which is my tip, is 7.5. So, you know, you can play this in many ways. If you wanted to be a bit more cautious, you could do draw and both teams to score, which is 4.75. 1-1, as I said, 7.5. Both teams to score, 1.66. And, you know, if you really think it's going to not live up to the hype, 13.0 is for 0-0. And, you know, Arsenal top on 64. Liverpool second in 64, Man City in third on 63. Let's assume Liverpool win, which would have them top of the league as this game kicks off on 67. If you lose that game, if you're Man City and you lose that game, right, that means that Liverpool and Arsenal are on 67, which means you're 4 points adrift. And the standard of these three teams, it's not over, but that would really put Man City kind of on the outside looking in. So, and very similar, you know, if Man City win and Liverpool win, Arsenal are going to be 3 points adrift and, you know, they'll be on the outside looking in. So, yeah, for me, there's too much to lose and it will end in a draw, I think.
Cool. Well, there we go. I like that one all there. 7.5. It's a good little price, that. Okay, well, that wraps up the Premier League. Let's now rewind ourselves back to Friday and we'll go straight into the Championship. Get us kicked off.
Yeah. We were saying that there is a little bit of a throwback, for the Championship. So much to, I mean, there's a lot of favourites. I wouldn't say the prices are that juicy, but there's a lot of favourites, which is obviously great. We're going to start off with Preston. I mean, if Preston were playing absolutely anybody other than, do you think Rotherham are the worst Championship team you've ever seen?
In the way, are you looking at this season in isolation or the way they always come up and go down and come up and go down?
No, I'm looking at this season in isolation. I think for me it's very competitive for them, and there's a real good argument for them to be the worst team in the Championship history, to be honest with you. They are 19 points adrift of any kind of safety. They are clearly building towards next season. When they last came up, they had that strong home form. They had a good goalkeeper. Like, they really did kind of, you know, they kind of put themselves about a bit. But this time, they're just laying over and dying. And no wins in their last 15 games. They've not won a single away game this season. Their record reads 0 wins, 4 draws. 15 defeats, playing against a Preston team that, you know, probably the fan base and the club will tell you where a playoff spot is still up for grabs. I'm not sure if I subscribe to that. In terms of points, you know, it's 5 points and there's quite a few teams between them. They are sat in ninth, so clearly they're a decent team. But yeah, they will win this game quite comfortably at 1.53. I mean, it is really tight, but just the position and you have to want to back them.
Absolutely. I feel worried for Rotherham in the sense that in years gone by and Championship seasons gone by, they've been relegated, but they've always managed to bounce back straight away pretty much. I think that was largely attributed to Paul Warne, I'd say, and how good he was at navigating his way through League One, which we're seeing again with Derby. No Paul Warne there this time. I feel it might be a while before we see Rotherham back in the Championship again. Moving on to Norwich against Plymouth. Plymouth, I was saying to you earlier, I think Plymouth could be a candidate to go down at the moment. Outright priced at 4-1 to get relegated. I think it's a good price because after this Easter weekend, where I think they'll lose a couple of times, they could be looking a lot shorter than that. Norwich, though, very, very, very tough place to go. Arguably one of the toughest places to go at the moment in the Championship. They have won 9 of the last 11 home games in the league, drawing the other two. They've not lost at Carrow Road since they lost to Blackburn way back at the start of November. So they're on a fantastic run, 6 wins in a row, scoring plenty of goals. They put 5 past Rotherham in the last home game. Prior to that, beat Sunderland, put 4 past Cardiff, 4 past Watford, a couple past Coventry, a couple past West Brom. So they're beating some decent teams there, scoring plenty of goals, full of confidence. And I expect now at least 3 at home to Plymouth, because Plymouth themselves are in no sort of form. They've lost 6 of the last 9, winning 1, really struggling. So for me, yeah, easy win here for Norwich. Did I read out the price? I don't think I did. The 1.42. So, yeah, again, on the lines of short price favourites, but comfortable favourites, you'd think.
Fans are turning on Ian Foster as well, which I think is pretty crucial.
Weird appointment in the first place.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, Stephen Schumacher was not a weird appointment, but it was an assistant getting promoted. And Ryan Lowe came from Bury. Like, they have got it right recently, so I can't blame them for getting one wrong. Okay, Ipswich away at Blackburn. Obviously on the road, so we're getting a bit of a better price than a team being at home. They're 1.95. I'm not 100% convinced that the Ipswich cracks have completely disappeared. They obviously 2 games ago lost away at Cardiff. They came very close to not beating Bristol City, neither stoppage time winner. Conceded 3 at home to Rotherham, who I just absolutely battered. I'm not convinced they are the full slick machine that they were, you know, earlier in the season. But this is a great opponent, isn't it? Blackburn haven't won in their last 9 games as they just float around in 17th. I mean, they're only 3 points off relegation. They, you know, they are looking over their shoulder a little bit. Surely they'll be okay. But they are fourth bottom in the form table, just 6 points taken from their last 8 games. And their home record is worse than Sheffield Wednesday's, than Plymouth, than Birmingham, than a lot of teams that are around them. It has not been a happy hunting ground for Blackburn Rovers. And yeah, we're getting Ipswich at 1.95. So it's very tempting, isn't it? Because Ipswich and Leicester and Leeds, very similar to the Premier League chat that we had earlier. You know, you lose, the other two win. It could be curtains, the margins are that fine.
Yeah, definitely think Ipswich will get the result there. Nice to get a bit of a bigger price as well, like you mentioned, because I'm going to go for an away team here in Leeds, who are much shorter, 1.48 to win away at Watford. But it just feels like the juggernaut just keeps rolling on, doesn't it, at the moment? Leeds, as we record, top of the league table now, overhauled Leicester. I saw a graphic comparing the league tables at Christmas to the league tables now. They're about 17, 18 points behind Leicester at Christmas. So they've done a fantastic job of just winning relentlessly. I can't see it, Luke. Can't see it ending this weekend. Like I say, 12 wins out of the last 13, the other game being a draw. They've only conceded 2 goals in the last 10 championship games as well, so including both home and away. They're fantastically resilient at the back. To complement the goals that they've got going forward. I just think Watford, the form they're in, which is no sort of form whatsoever, they've not won at home since the 28th of November. Their home form is diabolical. More recently, lost 4 of the last 5, and they're losing to, you know, Coventry's, Huddersfield's, Cardiff's, Bristol City's. And if you're losing at home to those kind of mid-table, upper mid-table teams in the main, I think you're going to get brushed aside by Leeds.
Yeah, agreed. Potentially rival for price of the weekend here, 2.55 for Cardiff. Sunderland are in a bloody mess, aren't they?
Just a bit. What a way to peter out a season.
Rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. Like they've made a lot of mistakes, I would say, this season. You know, the hiring of McBeal just absolutely, I think everyone apart from Sunderland could see it wasn't going to work out. And now they are still without a manager. So Mike Dodds is in temporary charge. He's not really, you know, getting much of a reaction out of this Sunderland team. They're going away to Cardiff, and Cardiff are priced at 2.55. Sunderland haven't won in 7. Before drawing 0-0 with QPR, they had lost 6 on the bounce. Cardiff, they lost last time out against Swansea in the Welsh Derby, is it called? I don't really know what it's called.
Yeah, Welsh Derby, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, they lost 2-0. So before that, though, they've won four in a row and they were unbeaten in the last six and they've beaten Ipswich at home. So that's what we're going off. I know they lost the Derby away from home. I think they are going to want to put it right with the fans. And I think they're going to want to come home and they're going to see a wounded animal in Sunderland and really go after him. I don't think Cardiff are that good, to be honest with you. Perry Ng is their top goal scorer from defence with six goals in 34 games. Like, this is not a free-flowing, you know, slick attacking machine. But, you know, they're 8 points away from the playoffs. It's extremely unlikely, but they're going to keep going and they've had a really good season. And yeah, Sunderland, only Rotherham are worse off over the last eight games. They've got 4 points from the last eight. And if everything goes the way it should, you know, to the form book anyway, you're going to walk off into the sunset with a 2.55 winner.
Which is a very juicy one. Very juicy. No more from me, though, in the champ. Is there anything else you wanted to look at?
No, I just wanted to say that it was great to be back because I've done my best to avoid the championship for basically the whole season.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great to actually be back in there picking out teams that we like.
Well, we've got a lot to thank the championship for this week.
Yeah, because, that's true. Yeah.
Because League One is, there's not an awful lot there. And League Two is like a barren wasteland. Spoiler alert again. So we'll look at what we fancy in League One here. And I'll get us started with Barnsley. Again, short price, like a lot of the favourites are this Good Friday. 1.46 for Barnsley to win at home to Cambridge. Barnsley currently sat in fifth in League One. They're 7 points behind Derby, who occupy second and the final automatic promotion spot. But they do have two games in hand. So there is big incentives for Barnsley to keep on winning at the moment because they've still got a great chance with those games in hand to get closer to Derby and potentially overhaul them. Their form in general is pretty good. They've lost just one of their last 10 games. That was when they got battered by Lincoln a few weeks ago. And they play a Cambridge side who sit one place and 3 points above the drop zone, but they're in really bad form. They've won just one of their last 10. Away from home, they've had some shocking results. Their last four away games, they've lost 4-0. That was to Reading, 6-0 to Lincoln, 2-0 to Bolton, 1-0 to Stevenage. So four games where they've been comprehensively beaten, not scored a goal. At home, they're not playing well either. So this is going to Oakwell, low on confidence, low on form. And yeah, up against a Barnsley side that have got everything still to play for. So for me, Barnsley get a win here, but the price is pretty short.
One of my favourite bets of the weekend is in League One. It is Wigan to beat Burton. Lots to go off here. Wigan at even money. Let's start with Burton. No wins in the last seven. Five defeats in the last six. Four consecutive defeats. The last time out, they played Port Vale at home, a huge game down the bottom. I can't even remember how many games it was that Port Vale went without a win. What happened? Port Vale won 1-0. It is alarm bells time at Burton Albion. They are 19th and they are sinking quite quickly. They're playing against Wigan. Wigan in 12th. Remember, they did have a points deduction this season, so they are, you know, clearly a very decent team. They've won three home games in a row. And when you have a look at those games, it really does kind of paint a good picture for Wigan at home. They're all 1-0 wins, all of them. So I don't expect this to be comfortable if you do back Wigan. But they beat Bolton, Leighton Orient and Blackpool consecutively at home. Really, honestly, amazing that they got those wins. Amazing that they got three clean sheets out of that time. I think this might have been a little bit overlooked by the bookies. Burton are playing really badly. And Wigan are quietly decent. And, you know, even money, yeah, I'll take that. Wigan, by the way, a final note that I forgot to read out here. They have the fifth best home record in the league. And Burton, they have the fifth worst away record in the league. Like, everything is pointing towards a Wigan win here.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Good little find there, because I kind of glossed over that one, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think we need to give a mention to Lincoln at home to Leyton Orient. So this isn't an easy game by any stretch of the imagination, because this is two playoff chasing sides. We've got Lincoln in eighth, Leyton Orient in 11th. But Lincoln's form is electric right now. Unbeaten in the last 13 games. They've really turned a corner, because I remember, geez, probably what, around Christmas time, they probably lost about six on the spin since the new manager came in charge. But they've really started to turn it around at home. Fantastic. This calendar year, they've played eight games in the league at home. They've conceded one goal, so keeping it very, very tight. Their last two home games, they beat Bristol Rovers 5-0. They beat Cambridge 6-0. They went away to Barnsley prior to that and won 5-1. So this is a team that scored 16 goals in the last three League One games. I just think the form they're in, I've got to go with them at 1.86, because this is a juggernaut that is heading for the playoffs and that final sixth place playoff spot. And Leyton Orient's very patchy form, one win in their last four games, just one goal scored in those four games as well. I don't know if it's going to be enough really to stop Lincoln.
Agreed. I'm struggling, to be honest with you. I don't know if you've got anything extra.
Nah, it's Peterborough beat Carlisle, weren't they? But they're very short. 1.3. Yeah.
Couldn't give a monkeys about that, to be honest with you.
No, so I think that's probably a lot, to be honest, which leads us into League Two, where it's very tough, to be honest. And League Two is a funny old league, I feel, this season, or at least over the last few months of this season, because you've got three or four teams at the top who I don't trust. I don't trust any of them, even though they're the teams at the top of the league. It's not like earlier on in the season, we knew Stockport were going to win week in, week out, and Wrexham were winning at home, especially week in, week out. There's just so much inconsistency amongst a whole bloody lot of them.
Yeah, there is.
Makes it an absolute nightmare. So, I even look at Stockport, the 1.54 away to bottom of the league, Forest Green. This is a Stockport side who beat MK Dons 5-0 last weekend, and I don't fully trust them away to bottom of the league.
Yeah, agreed.
Which kind of sums up how I'm feeling about League Two right now. But I did have one thing that I wanted to read out. It's one that I read out last week on the podcast. It came in, and I'm going to read it out again. It's AFC Wimbledon against Harrogate, the game to be under 2.5 goals. It's priced at 1.76, and it's just the continuation of the trend of low-scoring AFC Wimbledon games. 10 consecutive games now for Wimbledon have been under 2.5 goals. Harrogate themselves, they've had three of the last five and under 2.5, including a couple of nil-nils in there. So they can certainly add to this. They're not kind of stat-busting here with their recent form. So, yeah, for me, that's the only one thing that I really like the look of, because, like I say, it's happened 10 times in the last 10 games, and I could see it again here.
Yeah, and my only tip for League Two this weekend is Wimbledon to win. They're priced at 1.6. Harrogate haven't won in their last six away games. And, despite Wimbledon not exactly being free-flowing at the moment, I think losing, you know, Ali Alhamadi was massive, right? He scored 13 in 23, and they've tried to fill that void. It's not quite happening for them at the moment. There's still capable players in there, like Ronan Curtis, you know, not long ago was supposed to be a championship player, and he's obviously high quality, and Omar Bugel is someone who is good for a goal at this level, 9 in 35. I think there's more to come from him next season. There's enough there. 1.6, it's skinny because Harrogate, are pretty poor. But yeah, that's my only tip for this weekend, unfortunately.
I'm just trying to scrape the barrel whilst we're doing it now. I'm going to throw out one more thing. Just so we're filling it a little bit more. Tranmere to win away at Bradford. It's a nice price, this one. It's 3.05, so just a little bit over 2-1 there for Tranmere to get the win. This is a Bradford side who are really in a poor patch of form at the moment. They've lost four games across home and away matches. They've lost to Harrogate 3-0, Notts County 3-0, Mansfield 5-1 and Forest Green 2-0. So we've got three teams there in Harrogate, Notts County and Forest Green who are all in generally really poor form, and they've beat Bradford. And Tranmere, if we say they had a bad day at the office last time out against Crawley, managed to go away to Wrexham prior to that and win 1-0, and managed to beat Mansfield at home 2-1 in the game before that, and drew with Gillingham away the game before that. So they've got three really good results against sides right near the top of this division prior to that Crawley game. So if they can go away to Wrexham and win, and win at home to Mansfield, they can certainly beat Bradford.
I think anyone can bloody beat Bradford at the moment.
Yeah.
Terrible, aren't they?
A 3.05 could well turn out to be a steal.
Yeah, Bradford, I mean, is there a more poison chalice club in the EFL?
There's genuinely not, is there? There's not.
It's just depression after depression after depression. It is bloody hell. Like, whoever goes in there, no matter how, remember there's a couple of seasons ago, maybe last season actually, sorry. They threw so much money at it and they signed all these players and everyone's getting dead excited and just terrible. And they've gone for experienced managers. They've gone for up-and-coming managers. They've tried bloody everything and they've been awful year after year. It is a proper football manager challenge if anyone fancies it.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. And we know that. We've, as Forest fans, it sometimes for a long time felt like the Forest job was one hell of a poison chalice. But
yeah,
you look at Bradford and you think it's worse. Sorry, Bradford, but it's
definitely worse. Definitely worse. No doubt. Yeah. Bradford can take anything from the Forest story. And, it was a lot, 23 years outside the top flight. I'm not saying Bradford are going to get back there because obviously. They've got an extra league to go. Forest went down to League One, Bradford down in League Two. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to hope you're still alive to see it. Okay, let's transition then, Tom, into the trebles. And I'll kind of quickly revisit last week's treble. It was obviously international weekend, and we had a very shriveled docket to go off, but. Bloody hell, upsets all over.
Benefit weekend.
Bloody hell, they made their money. We had Notts County and Salford, both teams to score. It was 2-1. Then we also had Derby to beat Northampton. They lost 1-0. And we had Mansfield to beat Colchester. They were 2-0 down. Managed to rescue a 2-2 draw at the end. But not the best, but I'm more confident this week with a full slate to go off. And I'm excited about what we've put together.
Yeah. Short price City, as we read out a lot of short price favourites here on the podcast, but we've got three home teams. They are all short prices, so it is a short price treble, but the three teams we are confident in to win, Norwich at home to Plymouth, Preston at home to Rotherham, and Barnsley at home to Cambridge. So that's Norwich, Preston and Barnsley all kicking off on Friday at 3 o'clock, all to win. The treble pace 3.07, so very marginally more than last weekend's one. £10 example stake returns £30.70, and why not check out the Quiff sign up offer? Bet £10, get your £30 surprise bet. You can use it on this bomb-proof treble and hope you'll get supercharged as well.
Yes, really excited to get into it this weekend. Obviously, lots to go at in terms of tips. Looking forward to the Man City Arsenal game as a neutral. And we'll be covering Monday's games exclusively on our Twitter/X account. So make sure that you give us a follow, T_FB podcast. That's going to be the spot to get all your tips and information and kind of chat to fellow profit chasers on there, so we can all kind of unite against the bookies, basically.
Yep. And if you have enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we will see you again same time next week. We hope everyone has a really profitable Easter weekend. Enjoy your Easter eggs. Enjoy your money that will hopefully win. And we'll see you next week.